The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up, I will explain to you what the hell this is.
Oh, Matt.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Hi, Emma. Emma.
Hi, Dave.
Look what the cat dragged in.
Oh, okay. He's back, is he?
Sorry to leave
because
you guys.
Just come crawling back.
Oh, yeah.
Please, I made a massive mistake.
Yeah, I booked a
lot of
weekend.
I don't want to work on Scala.
I'll never do it again. Will you have me back, please?
Of course,
Dave?
We'll have you back, thanks. Matt. It's great
Will you,
to
Emma?
See you.
Not sure yet.
You're going to have to work a little harder on that one. A little harder, Matt. No, it's great to have you back, my friend. And just in time, because we're going to give someone a chance to stick it to the bin, Matt.
Lovely.
Don't you know?
Now I've missed these bin stickers.
And now all you need to do is answer a question based on yesterday's show, when I bought you this in the social ammunition. But on Saturday, they turned it up to 11. They were joined on stage by a very special guest. They duetted a Kate Bush classic. Of course, it could be only one person. And that person was Mr.
Running up that road, running up that hill, no problem. If you're running up a hill, make sure you wear the correct footwear.
So, the question to win some Breakfast Show merch for your wheelie bin is, who did Coldplay bring out on stage to sing Running Up That Hill? Was it Mr. Alan Partridge, or was it Mr. Matt Dyson? Your names and your answers, please, to 8 to 12:15. Your chance to stick it to the bin, man, is coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Paint your possible with the new Crown Coloured Emulsion paint range, now available at Wix. Shop in store or through the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix.
The time is 6:45. It is your Tuesday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as does our merchandise, which is effectively a giant sticker of my face, including a QR code that lets you enter the realm of goodness that is all things Absolute Radio, and you stick it to the side of your wheelie bin. So therefore, we get the marketing campaign that everybody believes at the station we deserve. And joining us right now on line one is Dean. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Good morning.
Dean, welcome along to the show. So I'm going to play you the clip again, and what you need to do is tell me, who did Coldplay bring out their amazing show at Wembley on Saturday to sing Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush? Here we go. But on Saturday, they turned it up to 11. They were joined on stage by a very special guest. They duetted a Kate Bush classic. Of course, it could be only one person, and that person was Mr. Now, there's two reasons I played that again. One, because it's really funny. Yeah. And two, because, Dean, you were actually there.
I was indeed.
Wow.
Nice.
So, how was the gig? How was the Coldplay gig anyway before they brought Partridge on?
Well, I would say it's probably one of the most amazing concerts I've been to.
One of the most amazing concerts you've ever been to. And then how were you and the rest of the crowd when Chris Martin announced that Alan Partridge was going to come out and cover Kate Bush? Was it like 90,000 people all simultaneously going, what? I mean, what was that moment like, Dean?
Basically, it was a bit of shock and a bit of... It was brilliant, though. It was brilliant.
Okay, well, you were there, so I know you know the answer. It wasn't Matt Dyson who came out and covered Kate Bush. It was Alan Partridge. So you've
got
a bin sticker. We're gonna.
Would have walked out. Great time to get to the bar.
Where are you gonna put my face? Which bin's it going on, Dean?
be on my blue recycling bin.
Oh, dear, you star.
Well, with the purple, that, yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Congratulations. I'm glad you enjoy Coldplay. We'll speak to you real soon.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Dino. Bye, mate.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's 11 minutes past 7 on your Tuesday morning. Matt Dyson is back amongst us, and that means it's time for the proper social ammunition, like only he can deliver. Oh, Matt, what's going on out there?
I'll try. Two worlds have collided on Monday Night Football. Stormzy has met football pundits, and it's trending on all the socials this morning after last night's surprise Manchester United 2-1 win against Liverpool at Old Trafford. Stormzy was wandering around after the game with his nephews, all wearing Man United kits, and they walked past as Monday Night Football was happening, as David Jones was chatting away with Carragher, Neville and Keane, and they invited Stormzy up to have a little chat with them, and it turned into a nice little interview. Here is what happened, although Stormzy got a little bit flustered, it would appear.
What do you think of the new coach and the direction he's going in?
I like it so far. Sorry, I'm a bit flustered right now. You know? I've never met these lot before. So we was just walking past, we was just starstruck, and then someone gave me a mic, and now I'm here. I'm like, yo, mama made it. Like. But yeah, man. Now I'm hopefully.
Got some fans over there. You got some fans. There might be a gig going on.
Oh, this is sick, though. Man's on telly with the boys.
I love after all that Stormzy has achieved, like headlining Glastonbury. Yeah. He's like, Mum, I'm on Monday Night Football.
I know, finally, this is the one big thing.
I kind of get where he's coming from. But these things keep happening to Stormzy. Good things happen to good people.
Yes, like, it's
Adele,
true,
he just happened to be filming when Adele gave him a shout out.
Exactly.
No, he just happens to be taking his little nephews
there,
to the football, and he's on Monday
Night
Football.
You see him, you get him on, don't you? Because he's such a nice
guy. Of course you do.
There with like Martin Brundle, one of his legendary grid walks, isn't it? Like I just love it when music meets sports together. Ronaldo also popped over to say hello, because he was on the bench last night, and he said hello to everyone except Carragher. He blanked
Did
Carragher
he?
As well.
Oh, the fans
big
love it.
Which is nice. And the other story this morning, Dave, for you is an 8-year-old boy in America known as Mullet Boy has won the USA Mullet Championship.
Okay.
Did you know this? I didn't know
so
this.
So we're
happened.
Doing Stormzy and Mullets on the social network. See, I told you, he's back. No one does it better.
So his name is Emmett Bailey. He's 8 years old. He's known locally in the Wisconsin area as Mullet Boy. He's from a town called Menominee.
Bum, bum, bum.
Thank you. Yes, set you up for that one. And he was one of 688 young contestants taking
part. How many?
688 kids.
That's a whole
mullets.
Stack of mullet, that is.
That's too many child mullets.
And it's way too many.
How many mullets must a child or girl before you can call him a champ?
So Emmett Bailey was crowned the winner. He's got a very... He has got a nice blonde mullet. It's very curly at the back.
Let me have a look at
shaved
him.
At the sides with
a sort of
like a sort of Mohican. And he won some very special sunglasses for doing it. But it's not just a kids' competition. It's been around since 2020, this American Mullet Championships. It's divided into numerous categories: teens, kids, men's, and femullets, as they call them, which are obviously female mullets.
Right.
And apparently the business in the front, the party in the back style has been around way before it was popularised by actors and rock stars in the 1980s.
Yeah.
Some even saying, historians have said, it dates back to ancient Greek times, the mullet, where it was more for function rather than fashion. It was
Tell us more.
But that is a potted history of the mullet. And congratulations to Mullet Boy. You'll be talking about him later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I'll tell you what. Stormzy versus Mullet Boy is going to take some beating to the name of the daily podcast. Let me tell you, of course, the naming ceremony will be back at 10 to 10 just before we bid you farewell. But right now, it's time for you to earn your shout-outs. Oh, yes, it is, with a game of Guess the Year. And this morning, we are fully focused on all things at the wonderful, the legendary Absolute Radio 90s. Now, you can get all the 90s music you need in your face via your digital radio, the free Absolute Radio app, or your smart speaker. So I'm going to play you three clips, three things that happened in the 90s. They all happened in the same year. Well, which year did these all happen in? Fatboy Slim bought us Praise You. George Lucas unfortunately bought us The Phantom Menace.
This is your humble servant.
I am
human cyborg relations.
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple?
And Nickelodeon bought us the first ever episode of SpongeBob SquarePants. So I want your names, I want your guess at the year, I want to know where you are right now, I want a flavour of what you're up to. Don't just say, I'm on my way to work. Tell us what you do for a living. Give us the weird and the wonderful, a real flavour, a taste of what's going on right now. Send it all along to 8 12 15. If you can guess the year, then you can be getting your shout out next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Busy house this summer? Keep your walls protected with Dulux Easy Care washable and tough 2.5 litre coloured emulsion paint. Was £24, now £19.
Be house proud with Wix.
7:28 on your Tuesday morning. Let's give out those shout outs, shall we? And all you need to do is identify the year. All of these things happened in the 90s. Fatboy Slim bought us Praise You. Star Wars The Phantom Menace was in cinemas. And the first ever episode of SpongeBob SquarePants aired on Nickelodeon. Now, as I say, we were focused on Absolute Radio 90s, which you can listen to in the app, on your radio or via smart speaker. But in which year did all of those things happen? Now, we know it's towards the end of the decade.
Yes.
What are you going for, Matt?
Well, when I heard Praise You, I thought 98, and then I heard SpongeBob, and I thought 99. So I'm going to go 99.
99, Emma?
I think 98.
You think 98. The answer is 99.
Yeah.
Well done, Matt Dyson. Well done to Andy, the plastic surgeon working in Derby repairing wooden doors. I have no idea what part of the body that is, Andy, but good luck with it. Andrew buffing rings in Blackburn, waiting for the cricket on Saturday. Karen Harpenden shopping for shoes online when I should be getting ready for work. Phil Harris laying pavers in Hull. Gary, the demolition engineer, struggling through traffic in Rainy Barking. Owen, the auto electrical wizard. Susie feeding her two pet bunnies, Reggie and Georgie. And Kerry on her way to work for the second time this morning as she forgot both her uniform and her ID.
Oh, dear.
Two major things, I think, there, Kerry. But good luck with the rest of your day. And well done. The year was 1999. And guess the year will return to the breakfast show tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Coming up to 7:35 on your Tuesday morning, you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Very nice of you to do so. Now, as mentioned, I want to talk about your name being in song and sometimes how that can be a good thing, but how other times it can be a burden.
Yeah.
The example I've been using is there are a whole load of Rubies out there who are just loving life.
Yeah.
You know, I know a few Rubies and then all of a sudden Kaiser Chiefs come along and they ruin it for everyone.
Yeah. Nightmare.
I mean, imagine spending the last, like, you know, 15 years with someone saying your name more than just once. Ruby, 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 do you want a drink? That's what it's going
to
be.
And then you have to go,
You don't have to, but it's a nice touch. Anyway, we're doing this because yesterday somebody contacted me saying, did you know that Foles had done a song about you called Dave Berry the God? This is how it goes. So I was like, well, thank you for bringing this to my attention. Yes, I was aware because we'd done this previously on the show.
Dave Berry the God, yeah.
So I got old Swiss over there to do a deep dive into the podcast. And unsurprisingly, that episode of the Daily Podcast was named Dave Berry, colon, the God. Big shout out to Foles.
Foles official.
Just as a slight sidebar, the description of that podcast and the things we got up to, it says, why did Matt Dyson admit to wearing Speedos that one time? Did Foles actually write a song to Dave Berry? Why did Emma Jones star in the film Mr. Nice? Where is Glenn? And is the Great Wall of China actually visible from space? Wow. So that was what we were getting up to.
Where is Glenn is still pertinent.
Where on earth is that guy? So I've got Dave Berry the God. I think it's they buried the gold is what
they
the actual lyrics are. But
it says,
and obviously my name is Dave Berry. I share that with a very accomplished musician of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, up to the modern day.
Yeah.
And I've been bought loads of copies of The Crying Game over the course of my life because there's my name printed on vinyl. And joining us right now on line one is Nigel. Good morning, Nigel.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning.
Nigel, welcome along to the show. So you're a Nigel, that's fine. But then one day, everything changed forever and it's all thanks to XTC, isn't it?
Ain't it just, mate? Ain't it just?
So, of course, what we're talking about is this.
Oh, yes. We're only making plans
for Nigel. So XTC decided to make some plans for Nigel, and as I say, it made your life a misery. So when did this song first kind of come into your world? When was the connection first made, Nigel?
My 15th birthday, mate.
Birthday? What happened on your 15th birthday?
I got 22 copies of it.
Oh, amazing.
Oh. Ironically, sending it to number one in the charts.
I was on the local Woolies Christmas card just for a couple of years.
I bet you were. Have you still got 22 copies of Making Plans for Nigel?
Funny enough, I didn't have them the day after.
Not a fan of the song that bears your name then, Nige?
You know, I like XTC, but really?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Nigel, leave the Nigels out of this, will you? Nigel, lovely having you on the show. That's the kind of thing that we're after. Is your name in a song? The number is 81215.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get decking everyone will want to peek at. Shop Wix 2.4-metre premium deck board. Was £14, now £10.
Be house proud with Wix.
You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. It's your Tuesday morning. We are discussing your name in song. Has your name being used in a song or by a band changed your life for the worse? That's what we want to know. I remember a kid I was at school with called Blink-182, and his life was an absolute disaster. It really was. Get this from Louisa. She went from being Mrs. Robinson. She got married and she became Miss Jackson.
Oh. Oh, no.
She's a secondary school teacher. She has both these things sung at her regularly. Yeah. Which one of those would you rather have sung at you? There's a question.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. They must say sorry, the kids, to her a lot as well. I think that's the best one.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Of course, yeah. Sorry, Miss Jackson.
I'm for real. I'm being for real.
We've had about 4,000 Jennies get in touch.
Yeah.
Nobody's fooled by the rocks that you've got, Jenny.
Yeah.
Hi, Dave and the team. My name is Tracy Jones, and I can't tell you how many times I've had people sing Casey Jones' theme tune to me.
Casey Jones, Stephen and Roland.
Old man Dyson, I'm going to need your help on this one.
It's even way before my time. It's an American Western that was on TV between 1957 and 1958, based on the life of a late 19th century engineer called Casey Jones and his pioneering work on the Western Railroads.
Tracy, when you say you can't tell us how many times you've had people sing this at you, when was the last time, is what I want to know, not how many.
Do you mean once? One person has said.
When were you in Starbucks getting a frappe, and then all of a sudden the barista was like, oh, I'm going to write your name down. Casey Jones. And thank you for sharing. I mean, I know it's brought woes into all of your lives. Good morning, Dave. My name is Mark Finer, and my mates always sing Backstreet Boys at me because at the start, Brian sings, "You are my fire, you are my Mark Finer."
Oh.
You are my finer.
Oh, lovely. That's brilliant.
You are my finer.
Oh, Mark Finer. What a life.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's Tuesday morning. Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Now, this music indicates to everybody that I don't think I'm too big to apologise. When I'm in the wrong,
yeah,
I'm in the wrong. And some could say I went in a little bit on our listener, Tracy Jones, who just was joining in the fun. That's all she was doing. So Tuesday morning, you took the time to text in. I should be grateful. But she said that her name does appear in a song. It appears in the theme tune to a television programme from the 1950s called Casey Jones.
Casey Jones.
And I was merely speculating that, you know, when you say that you frequently gets that sung at you, how frequently can we be talking here?
Sure.
When's the last time it happened?
Seems like an obscure reference, didn't it?
Well, Tracy Jones, I apologise profusely. We have breaking news coming from Emma Jones. Emma?
Yeah, that's right. My sister has been in touch. She's a Katie Jones. Mm. And she has confirmed that she has that song sung at her too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Katie Jones.
May I ask how old your sister is, if I'm allowed to ask that?
38.
Oh, wow.
She's a young, yeah, she's a young
still
person.
Still, this song is doing the rounds. Yeah. That's amazing. Is it with boomers, mainly? I imagine.
Yeah, who is singing it?
She said her it used to be her friend's dad, so he's old.
Right. Yes, there you go, yeah.
Well, I hope you can accept that sort of apology then, Tracy Jones, that ever went and ruined at the end there. Oh, dear. Very Breakfast Show.
Get your garden looking great. From decking and fencing to lawn care and watering cans, find everything you need today.
Be house proud with Wix.
Want a quick and easy bathroom refresh? Shop the new takeaway bathroom range at Wix. Ready for you to pick up, take away and fit whenever suits you. Discover the range of new furniture made from bamboo and sustainable timber. Shop in store or download the app.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's coming up to 14 minutes past 8 on your Tuesday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. Let's just hurry up and get it over with, shall we, Heartbeat Swamble?
Bonus challenge!
Yeah. I could sense that something was coming. Just give me the paperwork. Bonus challenge. What's this first one say? So far, we've taken on four challenges, including the brain train. Emma, you won that one, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Remembering all 37 stops in order on the longest train journey in the UK. Then we had 99 on brand balloons. Matt, injured yourself.
I did.
I didn't do myself any favours in that video online, let me tell you right now. Then we had factor 50 faces, create a self-portrait using only a sheet of black card and some sun cream. I won that one.
Was very good.
And then Escape the Dragon. We all managed to get out of the escape room designed by old Swiss over there. Who did that?
Emma by 4 seconds.
Emma by 4 seconds. And now we have one of our bonus team challenges, which, as always, is in this envelope that's just been handed to me. Thank you, Hypebeast Womble. Dear Breakfast Team, this morning, it's time to test your larynx, your lungs, and your long longevity.
Oh, no.
As you take on team challenge number 5, Fat Boy Sing. How does it work? In front of each of you, there is a button, which when pressed... Oh, yeah, OK, I see it. Plays this. That's Fat Boy Slim's 1999 number one single, Praise You. You would have heard it in Guess the Year earlier this morning.
Yeah. That's right.
Displaying some joined-up thinking. I want to get in. Which member of the team can hold the should the longest before the drop? Whoever's lungs can last the longest will take home all 3 points. And then... very nice. Then they put, good luck! from the producers. Oh, is it still going?
Oh, but no chance.
OK. That is our challenge. We're going to talk techers, I think. Let's talk techers, shall we, team? Let's do that next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Coming up to 20 past 8... We've just had a little bonus team challenge sprung on us called Fat Boy Sing. As the leaderboard stands, Emma, you're top with 7 points. Mm-hmm. Matt, you've got 5 points in second place, and I've got 4 points. I'm last at the moment. Obviously, it's 3 points for whoever can hold the the longest. So, Matt, you're techers. You don't need to give everything away.
Breathe in from the diaphragm and release the air very slowly is the way I'm going, because it's incredibly long. I don't think it's physically possible to do the whole thing, is it?
Right, OK.
So it's even longer than Bill Withers on Lovely Day, which is a very long note, isn't it?
Nice, OK. Already been Googling long notes, have you? I don't know how that's going to help, but I admire the research. Emma?
I'm going to just try and hold my breath for as long as possible.
Yeah. There's not much tech as we can really give here, is there? I'm going to breathe in as deeply as I can.
And then I'm going to breathe out. Yeah.
For as long as possible.
I do think I'm going to be terrible at it, though. I haven't got a big lung capacity.
Oh, but you've run a marathon, though.
Yeah, many years ago. Okay. I've had a baby since then.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
We've got 10 minutes to complete this challenge. The results are coming at 8:35.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
From brushes and rollers to frog tape and dust sheets, find everything you need for your paint project at Wix.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's coming up to 8:35 on your Tuesday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, and we've got a lot of it, and we never repeat any of it between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Yes, I will be launching the No Repeat Guarantee once again in 25 minutes' time. Always a pleasure to do that. This bonus challenge number five, however, was far from a pleasure. My larynx is actually quite sore after trying to hold the should in Fatboy Slim's 1999 number one single, Praise You. But how did we all do? Well, it's time to find out. Now, I've got a feeling that this is going to sound horrendous. So you have been warned. Here we go.
It's an awful
Is that Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young?
Yeah. Oh, this is painful. Oh, there goes Jonesy. Wow, I was really running on empty at the end there.
Okay, Emma, you lasted 11 seconds.
No, look, I had a lot more in the tank, but Matt was putting me off.
I didn't, all I was just...
What am I going? Yes,
his vibrato was putting me off.
I didn't deliberately try and make you laugh. I was just amused by
I want a rematch.
There will be no rematch, to quote Rocky. I did it in 24.
That's good.
Second. I did it for 24 seconds, should I say. Matt, you did it for 28 seconds.
28. Yeah,
and what's annoying for me is 5 seconds of those, which put you in first place, which is you going... If only I'd used the old technique. So that means the leaderboard looks like this. I'm still bottom, but now with 5 points... We have a new leader, top of the table, with 8 points. It is Dyson.
Praise me like you should.
Emma Jones is in second
place
with 7 points.
I'm not happy about it, Matt. Dirty, dirty tactics.
Is there another team challenge this week, Hypebeast Womble, producer Mark? There is. Okay.
I'm yourself. Coming for you, Matt.
Yeah, there's great. Bring it on.
Another challenge coming this week. Breakfast
Show. Paint your possible with the new Crown Coloured Emulsion paint range. Now available at Wix. Shop in store or through the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's 8:45 on your Tuesday morning. You know that legendary piece of footage that goes viral every so often? It's the kind of raw vocal of David Bowie and Freddie Mercury singing.
Yeah,
and they're just, you know, sounding
out.
Amazing. They're just two legends of the music world, kind of a cappella almost, you know. Well, we've isolated Emma Jones' audio from the Praise You team challenge.
Oh, really? First I lost, and now you do this?
No, the reason we're doing it... I haven't got a reason. I just really want to hear it again. No, the reason we're doing it is because, A, everyone will get to hear your singing voice. I think you were the only one who was even close to being in tune for the whole thing.
Okay.
And also, we get to hear the moment that Matt nobbled you. And I think it's very important that people hear this because you only managed to last for 11 seconds.
Yeah, let's get it out there.
Okay, here we go.
I could have done way nothing with you making me.
I'm blamed for this. She's making some wild accusations these days.
Well,
accused of piggybacking the other day.
Yeah.
And now all I did was laugh when she wobbled a bit, and that's not my, you know.
I mean,
it's
normally
not deliberate off-putting.
This is one of the first challenges we've done in the month of August. We've all been in the same room together whilst we were doing it, and it just shows how easily we nobble each other.
Yeah.
I mean, Matt is a great name for the podcast as well. So at least I'm grateful for that, you know.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Tuesday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, and the no-repeat guarantee is in full swing. We stop down for just a moment for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
Extra. What you got for us, Matt?
A little bit of pub quiz bants for you. A viral clip that was sent to me by our old Swiss producer Dave over it. You know, the escape room creator loves a bit of pub quiz bants. It's all part of the same world. So there's this Irish DJ, Patrick Ahern, doing a pub quiz. He's put the video on TikTok, and he says to everyone in the pub quiz, you press the button when you hear ABBA's Dancing Queen. But what he did was he played a song that sounded, had a very similar start to ABBA's Dancing Queen. Just have a listen to it in action. So, we're waiting for ABBA. It's a very similar start because you hear ABBA come out now. That's the same piano slide at the start of ABBA's Dancing Queen, and
the cranium padlocks would have been livid with that, wouldn't they?
Exactly. I Want You Back, but yeah, amazing. Very similar starts. They sound virtually the same for the first second or so, and then you reveal it's a different song. We'll post the video online so you can have a look. I had a similar thing at the weekend at Camp Best of All. I was listening to Heather Small, and
right,
turns out she does, she does two songs that sound virtually exactly the same. Search for the Hero,
yeah,
and What Have You Done Today to Make Yourself Feel Proud. Those two songs, I genuinely thought midway through the set, wait a minute, she's already done this one, because they sound exactly the same. Inspirational, uplifting, pop.
So you just kept on dancing.
Yeah, whatever, I'll just go with it, Heather. No problem.
Sat on Katie's shoulders, you weren't going to put your plastic pint glass down for no one.
Exactly.
Love you, Heather! No, you're a hero!
You're the hero. Yeah. Anyway, you'll be talking about it later. I saved your data. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show
Podcast. Absolute Radio. And there you go. Tuesday morning, wrapped up in a neat little bow and done from a breakfast show perspective. So we bid you farewell, we thank you for tuning in, and we leave you with a brand new edition of the Daily Podcast. But of course, the question is, what should it be named? Well, that's why we have a naming ceremony.
Yes.
Matt Dyson, we've got Stormzy versus Mullet Boy.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
The countless mentions of Casey Jones.
Casey Jones. Yeah.
Steaming and a rolling.
Which is from the Casey Jones theme tune. A lot of people, by the way, have said that that was shown on the BBC during the summer holidays in the 70s, which is why it might be more widely known than we first thought.
Okay. We've
just
got
an update.
Put off by Dyson's vibrato. Oh, Matt. The cranium padlocks would be livid. And no, you're the hero, Heather.
Oh, dear Heather. I think it's either Steaming and Rolling or Stormzy versus the Mullet Boy.
Get the Mullet Boy in there.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Stormzy versus Mullet Boy. Find out why it's called that by downloading the podcast.
Thank you very much indeed. Right, up next, news on how you could win yourself a summer payday worth £30,000. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. We'll be live. Come and join us. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.